Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The countdown has begun. How many more of these we got? Five
That's
total,
it.
Starting with today.
That's
next
it.
Thursday, the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock is our final one. The draft is next Thursday night at 8 out in Detroit. We know the Eagles hold the 22nd pick. I mean, they could hold the third pick if they trade A.J. Brown to New England for the third overall pick, which I want to do based on the rumors that are out there. But let's get to it. Today, we're going over to The Athletic. And, Hugh, we got ourselves a brand new name. You know, most of these we've done for the past, what, month and a half?
Yeah.
A lot of the same names. Similar names get cycled in. Defensive pass rushers.
This is starting to get crazy now.
Yes. Some pass rushers. We've seen corners, a lot of offensive linemen. We kind of know.
A lot of offensive linemen.
But here we got a new name. All right. Today, we go to The Athletic. Number one overall, you guessed it, Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback USC. Number two, the Commanders select Drake May. Something interesting is going on with this. So, Hugh, for the past month, if you look at the odds for each pick, Jaden Daniels was the favorite to be the Commanders pick, like by a lot. It shifted the last couple days. A lot of people now think Drake May is going to be their pick.
Yeah, because they all went out to like a golf outing or something.
Well, apparently Jaden Daniels was annoyed because he thought it was his visit with the Commanders, and it turned into a group visit with all the quarterbacks.
Yeah, like everybody went to hang out, and they took group pictures and everything.
A little mini golf or something?
Yeah, and he felt some kind of way.
I'm sure he did. So
that's probably why they did it.
And maybe it was. Drake May to the Commanders. Number three, the Patriots select Marvin Harrison Jr., in this mock draft. Number four, the Giants trade up to select Jaden Daniels, quarterback LSU. Number five, the Jets trade up for Malik Nabers, wide receiver LSU. So that's kind of a wild top five. All right, let's scroll down here and get to where the Philadelphia Eagles pick. At number 22, they stay there, they don't move up. And in this mock draft, they take Jerzon Newton, defensive tackle, Illinois. Jerzon Newton, defensive tackle, Illinois, which would mean the Eagles select a defensive tackle in the first round of the NFL draft for the third straight year. I mean, the one thing that's like the famous one like this was when the Lions took a receiver in the first round three straight years because they whiffed on the first couple. I think the last one might have been Calvin Johnson. That worked out okay. But it's rare, right? It's just rare to see a team take the same position 3 years in a row in the first round. Now, this kid might be a star, but Hugh, if they take Newton at Illinois, it tells me they've lost faith in Jordan Davis, right? Because Jalen Carter, everyone seems to be very high on, as we should. He played well last year. But if they take another defensive tackle, I got to imagine they don't believe that Jordan Davis is going to make a big jump.
Or it could be that Jordan Davis is their run stopper, and this guy's potentially their pass rusher. Because when I look at it, he had 7.5 sacks last year. So maybe they're looking at him to be the guy in a 3-4, that's probably going to be one of the defensive ends that can put a little pressure on the quarterback. It could potentially be that. But that's still a young defense, young Thundercats. And it looks like he can, you know, he got a little bit of wiggle off the corner. I could see him playing one of those end spots along with Jalen Carter with Jordan Davis in the
middle. So it's interesting the way you frame it. Like, if they're moving to a true 3-4, Jordan plays the nose.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ends, you know, but they're more like a defensive tackle, would be Jalen Carter. And then you think he could play
the other end.
I mean, basically what the kind of player Fletcher was.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I think it is. I think that when you talk about it, and this is the first time we've seen him at the mock. That's what I'm thinking that they're thinking. Because we talked about this. I think it was all of us talked about this a few weeks ago and talked about potentially what this team would line up as. And for whatever reason, I always felt that Jalen probably was going to potentially be the nose. But no, slide him out to one of those ends. Put Jordan in the middle. Let him – and the thing about that is, like, work on his condition and everything. But if he gains a little bit of weight, then that's cool. Just let him play the nose and let those other two guys eat with those outside linebackers, Bryce Huff, putting the Kobe Dean in the middle, along with the other linebacker that we got.
Devin White.
So, yeah, you can play with that. And Nolan Smith on the other side. That's a young defense, but, I mean, that's a pretty decent front seven.
Here's what I would frame it as, because I understand your point, that it wouldn't necessarily mean they're giving up on Jordan. It just would be changing what he is, right?
Yeah, changing his role.
But you know what they would be giving up on, Hugh? They've said for a couple years they think Jordan Davis could be a better pass rusher. Like, they think he could get there. But this tells me they'd be giving up on that idea.
Yeah, you know what's funny about that? I remember watching when they won the first championship and they played Alabama in the SEC championship. And I remember talking to some friends of mine that are big Georgia fans, and I was like, dude, why is he tired? Why isn't he a pass? Like, why is he getting to the quarterback? I remember them saying, man, that's not what he does. That's not his skill set. So with that being said, when the Eagles drafted him that high, they put a lofty expectation on this young man that he never really lived. He didn't even live up to that in college. That's why when I hear people say bust and things of that nature, I'm like, no, he's not a bust. If anything, for Howie, that was a reach. That was more of a reach than anything, because he's always been a guy that has been like a run stopper. Now, he played well in the championship game against Alabama, and he got after the quarterback a little bit. But his bread and butter has been that guy that clogs up the middle.
Well, it has been, and this will be year three for him. It's a big year. So this Newton kid, NFL.com, they do comps, right? You look at the player, and they tell you, who's he like in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting comp, one we know very well. His comp is Javon Hargrave, who obviously the Eagles
he used to be here.
Lost last year to the 49ers. The optics of this, Kyle, would look very odd if they took a defensive tackle in the first round the third straight year. That being said, they did lose Fletcher. It's a position they value. I wouldn't be shocked, based on the way Jordan Davis has played the first years, if they go back again to that position.
So I wouldn't snap like I would if they took a backup offensive lineman. Defensive tackle, I think, is a little bit more of an area of need than offensive line depth and maybe the guard position is. Would it be a bad thing for Jordan Davis? Yeah, and that would be a problem. And that would be something where we're talking about, like, should we maybe give somebody else draft responsibility other than Howie Roseman? Because you struggle to nail that pick with Jordan Davis, then, and you're drafting another defensive tackle, that's not a spot you want to be in. But
also, they traded up for Jordan Davis. They traded three picks to move up three spots,
yeah.
I think.
So if you whiff like that, and you...
Yeah, I didn't, like, when I saw it and what everybody thought he was, that's why I'll say to he's gone. He's not a pass rusher. And if you drafted him that high, that's more on you than anybody, because he wasn't that in college.
They thought he could become one. I mean, so far he hasn't been.
And so if Vic Fangio is going to run, what, like 3-4, then you kind of need that. You need the right guy at nose.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So this kid was very productive. I mean, he was first team All Big Ten, finalist for the Gursky Award. Like you said, he was 7.5 sacks. He's a player, probably a first round pick, but it's certainly the first time we've seen this name associated with the Eagles. All right, 215-592-9494 is how you hop in. Let's talk to Joe in Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe.
Hey, it's Black Panther. How we doing?
Hey, Joe. What's up, pal?
Hey, guys. Long time, Joe. I'm listening to the show. We're not trading two first-round picks for the Dallas linebacker. We'll wait till he leaves next year. Just to get some food out of the way. Blue cheese, gorgonzola cheese should be banned from this earth.
I'd rather
take a thumbtack and put it in my hand. That's my response to Kyle and his blue cheese wings. Okay? Terrible. If you want a good thing to go with your steak, especially young guys out there, you don't get ripped off if you're in a restaurant, McAllen's 12.
How about that? Excellent. We got a little steak recommendation. Hugh's writing that one down. Hugh is a steak connoisseur. He loves that.
McAllen's 12. Joe, I go out and take clients out a lot. I always get McAllen's 12 because you go into a restaurant, it's very reasonably priced, okay? And it's very, very good. So I would tell that to anybody. Like, that's a perfect thing to go with a steak. I'm not a red wine drinker. I've tried, just can't get into it. So that being said, a couple of things. We have a better shot at going outside right now and getting struck by lightning than getting that third pick in the draft. But if we did that and did get struck by lightning, I'd go around my block doing jumping jacks, okay? You have to want that, okay? It's a money game, right? You're getting a great player. And I'll tell you another thing. This Malik Nabers, he may be the best player in the draft.
Well, Joe, a lot of people have said there's a chance he goes above Harrison. I still think Harrison will be picked first, but people love Nabers at LSU. And he's only, I think, 20 years old, so he's even younger than the other guy.
Yeah, 100%. I like him a lot. And he's a really – the other thing I would say, if we're going to stay, you know how he's going to move these draft picks. Guys, I hate these mock drafts with a passion. You know why? These idiots are predicting trades. Who can predict a trade? Oh, they're going to trade to this team and move. It's ridiculous, okay? But we have a very good player that would help our defense, and we're in position if we don't trade our draft picks. And that's Edrin Cooper, linebacker, Texas A&M. He runs like a 4-3. He's a sideline-to-sideline linebacker. We haven't had somebody like this in a long period of time. The kid from North Carolina State, Peyton Wilson. We need to get a linebacker with this second pick.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.